You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Control-Alt-Delete. I'm Matt.
I'm Henry.
I'm Ben.
And you can listen to us live on WJRH.org or 104.9 FM, but you already know that because you're listening somehow.
You are here now.
Found your way here somehow.
So. Mm-hmm. That's definitely the truth.
So, yeah, we're bringing it back this week. We were on last week, but we're bringing it back again, of course, every Monday at 4. This week, we're playing some good vibes, some good tunes. Got a kind of eclectic mix of songs, alternative and some electronic and good stuff, some new stuff. So it'll be...
Ben made a disgusted moan at the sound of electronic music.
Yeah, it's not real music. I don't count it.
Ben. Sweetheart, listen up. Okay, it's a matter of opinion, first of all, it's a matter of opinion.
There's only one electronic song, and that is Darude Sandstorm.
Ooh, that song's bad. It's not the only one, it's a very, very good one.
The best.
It's
the
it's
only.
Sacred ground, I agree. That no one must tread upon, Matt.
Don't agree with that, but okay.
But it is music, and it is very good music, depending on what it is. However, there is a lot of bad stuff out there, I agree, but
a lot of... You're right, it does depend. It depends if you have taste.
well.
And culture.
Very, very good burn, that was, yes. I say we get started with the music.
You guys probably wish I was late today.
All right, so let's get it going. Our first song is called The Good in Me by one of my current favorite artists, John Bellion. Actually, Henry, you were the one who introduced me to John Bellion. So
yeah, he's amazing. Definitely check out his other stuff. He came out with his first album quite recently. It's called The Human Condition. It's awesome. Every song is amazing. Please listen to it.
Most of his songs we cannot play on the radio.
That is very true.
We can play this one. So you'll get to hear a little bit of a taste of what he's all about.
Definitely.
Should we get it going?
Here we go. Hope you enjoy.
So this is The Good in Me by John Bellion.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Trust you, and I know that he loves you, but somehow you convince me again. My foundation rumbles and all my morals crumble. My father's warnings run through my head. Your heart's a vine that I've bled trying to climb. Yeah, you're making a ruin of me. Try to survive, keep my spirit alive, but like a knife in the woods, yeah, you hunt down the good in me. Like a knife in the woods, yeah, you hunt down the good in me. Down the good in me. One temptation sparked this. Now I can feel the darkness. It's my own fault, but you had this planned. All of me you take now, like criminals and shakedowns. Yeah, you make me forget who I am. Your heart's a vine that I've led trying. You're making a ruin of me. Try to survive, keep my spirit alive, but like a knife in the woods, yeah, you hunt down the good in me. But like a knife in the woods, All of your good is mine. All of your good is mine. All of your good.
You just heard The Good in Me by John Bellion. All right, now I would like to correct something that I said last time. That is off his second album, not his first album. My apologies for that. However, his second album is much better than his first album, in my opinion.
I think they're both better. I
agree, they are both amazing, and you should definitely check them out if you haven't yet. But I think the second one is quite much better. Because he's refined his craft a little bit more, you know?
It's a little more focused than, I feel like, the first...
Definitely.
The first album definitely. Is a little bit...
Was the first album full of electronic music by any chance?
It's a little more electronic. It's a little... It's a little... bit different. The first album... The second album's a little bit more mainstream and a little more radio vibe, but it's very good.
Definitely. All right. Next song coming up. It's called Haze by Amber Run. It's a new single by them. They're a great band. Definitely check them out, too. Here we go.
I want to be a lover, I want to be a friend. I wish I could tell you I'd last till the end. I'm in a blue haze. A blue haze. I want to be a preacher, I want to be a king. Now I know why everything is in a blue haze. A blue haze. My friends have all left me. Where are the breeze? There's a crushing silence where love's a disease. Like a fever it grips me, like a lover it owes. Scared of getting older, scared of dying alone. I'm in a blue haze. A blue haze. I'm carried on the back of a wave of gloom. My tall, I'll see the shore again soon. I'm in a blue haze. A blue haze. I'm living in dark rooms, playing at God. I'm staring at blank walls, pretending I'm not in a blue haze. A blue. My friends have all left me. Where are the breeze? There's a crushing silence where love's a disease. Like a fever it grips me, like a lover it owes. Scared of getting older, scared of dying alone. I'm in a blue haze. A blue haze.
In a dusty room to assume that I've been doomed to lose my mind tonight. Too weak to fight. So I try to save face, then I rest my case. The judge pulls me aside, says, c'est la vie. Let your darker side come out to feed.
You just heard Haze by Amber Run and Kangaroo Court by Capital Cities. I love both of those songs. Those are great songs. What do we want to do now, you guys? We can play more music or we can try one of these PSAs.
Do we have the... So for those of you loyal listeners, you're probably used to us reading the PSAs. But since we want to switch it up, we're going to try some pre-recorded PSAs that are probably much better than our PSAs.
We certainly hope so, at least.
Yes, well, yeah. They're not. It's not our fault. Again, the comma issue.
The comma issue,
yes,
definitely.
Some of them are missing commas, so hopefully...
Not only missing commas, but just horribly worded in general. All right, so let's try this one right here. So bear with us as we try and get the system working. We've never worked the CD player or vinyl player that we have on the
station. Are you supposed to be telling that to, like, the radio listeners? Like, what if our bosses are listening in?
No, we can totally tell them that.
And we're trying to use their stuff.
We're professionals. We're professionals. All right,
here we go. We have 10 minutes of training.
Here we go. Press the on button. I assume. Oh, flashing lights. Look at that.
Okay.
Stuff lit up.
Eject one. All right, I've just ejected tray one.
This is a journey, man.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, wait, we have... Okay, guys. All right, listeners, this PSA CD is called Learn How to Help Prevent Childhood Asthma Attacks with Some Sweet Tunes. So this entire CD, which has 15 tracks on it, surprisingly, is dedicated to preventing childhood asthma. Terrible problem. So we're going to play the first track, which is called Don't Smoke and Vacuum. The tray just went back in on itself. All right.
Smooth.
What?
Smooth.
All right. Let's see if this works.
I can't see what's going on. What's going on? Is it working?
Maybe.
I don't know.
All right.
Is the mixtape playing?
The parents of children with asthma is another hit from the Breathe Easies.
Come on and clean up the mold. Clean up the mold. Mold can trigger asthma.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how to turn it up.
Use the board?
But like...
I mean, some may be fun, but childhood asthma is not. Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as cleaning up the mold and mildew in your house. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council. Hey, parents of children with asthma, here's the Breathe
go through
Easies
two.
With another one of your favorite hits.
Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke around the kids. Don't smoke in the car. Don't smoke in the house.
Let's receive government funding.
Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as making your home and car.
We'll give him credit, though.
How do I turn this up?
For more Breathe
Easies, turn it off on the board.
Go to noattacks.org or just keep listening.
Control yourself. All right. Normally, I wouldn't mind putting our viewers through this.
No, wait. We got to
through this.
We should put let them play through.
Keep your house free of dust, dander, and dust mites.
Here we go.
For more Breathe Easy tips.
Here you go.
We're gonna try and control
PSAs. I'm gonna turn off the mic.
Turn off the mic.
Hey, parents of children with asthma, here's the Breathe Easies with another one of your favorite hits.
Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke around the kids in the house. Don't smoke in the car. Don't smoke in the house.
Don't break my heart.
Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as making your home and car smoke-free zones. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org. Up next, well, what do you know? The Breathe Easies with another hit song, Vacuum Up the Floor.
Vacuum up the floor.
Hey!
Vacuum up the floor.
Yeah!
Vacuum up the floor.
The asthma trigger is no more.
You gotta vacuum up the furniture and vacuum in the cracks because the dander and the dust can give kids asthma attacks.
Simple steps can help your kids breathe easier. Vacuum up the floor to keep your house free of dust, dander, and dust mites. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
You just heard some amazing electronic music by the Breathe Easies.
That might have been the best song we've ever played.
That
on
we
this
are
show.
Definitely doing that again.
I'm very curious.
No.
All right, now I'm gonna try and take the CD out. Oh, there we go.
They covered all the genres.
They truly did. They covered everything that they could possibly do. Oh my goodness.
So in conclusion, just vacuum up the floor.
Vacuum up the floor and don't smoke in the house. Thank you very much. Vacuum up the floor.
Now, your tax dollars kids. At work.
Your tax dollars. That's right. Your tax dollars at work.
That's where they're going.
Thank you, Ad Council, for that amazing piece of entertainment. All right, more songs, I guess. Who wants to introduce? Matt, you got it?
Yeah, so our next song is called Gateway by...
Getaway.
Sorry, I can't. It's a little far away.
A little far away.
Getaway by Saint Motel.
And also, just for you listeners, they recently came out with... an album. I don't want to say first. I will check back in after the song. They recently came out with an album, and it's really good. Definitely listen to it. Here we go.
Let's go all the way now. Let's make our getaway, getaway now. Let's make our getaway, getaway now.
That's a great song. Off their brand new album, Saint Motelevision, you just heard Getaway by Saint Motel. I'll say that again because it was kind of confusing. The song is Getaway, the band is Saint Motel, and their brand new album is Saint Motelevision. Saint Motelevision. I love that. I love that title. All right, Ben, what's the next song?
I know it this time. It is Move Along from the All-American Rejects.
Here we go.
Even when your hope is keep it, but it's getting hard.
You just heard Move Along by the All-American Rejects and Melting in My Icebox by Bronze Radio Return. Bronze Radio Return, definitely one of my favorite bands right now, and I highly highly suggest them as I do pretty much everything else we play.
Is there a band that you wouldn't suggest?
Let's see. Of the things that we have, I like everything that we have on this current playlist. I don't suggest... Hunter Hayes, don't really like him at all. New Brett, he's like the current thing in country music. He's like the it boy, like the pretty boy with
country music.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but you like Mumford and Sons.
I love Mumford and Sons. Well, they're like more folky and poppy than literal country. Okay, they're in the most liberal of terms, they are country. I'll give you that one. But They can have some good anthem songs, if you know what I mean. You know, like, yeah, come on. Just concede that point. Just that one point.
Fine, but they're country.
They're very broadly defined as country. All right. Matt and Ben just gave themselves really disapproving looks. Anyways, we're going to play another PSA. It's going to be hilarious because we happen to find one that's voiced over by Terry Crews. This CD is entitled Skip the Drama, High School Equivalency. Okay, so I'm going to put this in. If I can get it working again. Again, apologies for the volume. I'm going to crank it this time. Or no, I probably shouldn't because this is an entirely different CD. All right, and this... Terry Crews is on track 3, so we're going to skip to track 3.
Terry Crews also used to star in a lot of the Old Spice commercials.
You don't have to listen to country music to know that life can be full of drama.
That's not Terry Crews.
That is not Terry Crews.
Like your girlfriend running out on you with your best friend. But there's some drama that you can't
skip. Dustin Lynch right now.
The drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your diploma.
Oh, there we go. Hola, me llamo Zoe Saldaña. Saben, uno no tiene que ser actor para...
Hi, I'm Dustin Lynch. You don't have to listen to country music to know that life can be full of drama. Some of it you just can't control, like your girlfriend running out on you with your best friend.
It's a CD player.
But there's some drama that you can't skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency.
It's got so many buttons.
Find free adult education classes near...
Hola.
No, that just changes it to Spanish.
You don't have to listen.
Hola, me llamo Zoe Saldaña.
It only changes it to Spanish.
Uno no tiene.
I'm Dustin Lynch.
Turn it off.
You don't have to listen to country music. No,
there's two different albums. One is in Spanish.
Some of it you just can't control.
I'm sorry you have to listen, listeners. I'm so sorry you have to listen to Dustin Lynch.
Turn it off, and then we can wait until it says track 3.
Not having your high school diploma or equivalency.
We're not that mean.
Well, how about we just keep talking about random things until it comes on?
Finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org.
See, that's much better. We don't have to listen to it.
We're going
to
keep it on the background. Just kidding.
No. This is why we shouldn't let you run the table. If it would be me,
I'd do it the best. I'd do... yes, Ben the fascist.
That's pushing it. I would call myself a socialist.
A socialist. Mm. All right, I think they're on track 2 right now.
Shouldn't someone be watching it?
I am kind of watching it. So let's talk about something to make things interesting while we wait for this to load.
Put the volume in.
Just a tad.
Oh my goodness, guys.
Rural Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.
This is not Terry
Crews. This is Terry Crews.
Oh, there
Terry
Crews is
a former football player and father of five. I'm also an expert on drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids, and there's silly drama like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org.
And lead the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind. All
right, so this is the same exact track, so we're going to pause it. That was incredible. That man is a god.
I didn't even know he was a football player. Is that,
he was a football player. That guy is built. That guy is so strong.
No, I know, but...
Yeah, if you watch the Old Spice commercials, you would know.
Drinks Yomiya soda.
He was in a good show.
No.
He's in a good show on Fox called Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes. Oh, man. I love that show so much. I need to catch up on it, but that is an incredible show. Please check it out. I highly recommend it. There's never going to be anything we see on the show that I don't highly recommend, except for country music. Yay!
But you like Mumford & Sons, so...
Oh, my gosh. Country music
in comparison to other higher forms of music.
Okay, how about this? Mainstream country music is not good. Mainstream country, like the country you hear on the radio, country.
Probably somebody just tuning in right now and just heard that and is super offended and will call in at us to complain.
If you would like to call in and complain, our phone number is literally 610-330-5316. That's 610-330-5316. Please call in and complain. We may or may not pick up the phone. That's our disclaimer.
We probably won't. If we do pick up, you're most likely not going to be put in the air.
So far, nobody has called in. I'm kind of disappointed. Not really sure what I expected, though. We should probably get back to the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good idea. Next song, Matt, do you want to introduce?
He doesn't know it.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, so our next song is, I really enjoy it. It's by one of my favorite bands, Panic at the Disco, featuring another band that is pretty good, too, called Fun. And the song is called Come On. So let's have it a go.
It's getting late and I can't seem to find my way home tonight. Feels like I'm falling down a rabbit hole, falling for forever, wonderfully wandering alone. What would my head be like if not for my shoulders or without your smile? May I follow you forever? On our way home, come on, with everything falling down around me, I'd like to believe in all the parts I belong in.
If I should die tonight, my first you say I'm sorry, for I never felt like I
Say you like so, whoa, whoa.
You just heard Come On by Panic! Exclamation point at the Disco and Fun, along with Say It Ain't So by Weezer. And then our next two tracks are going to be great because they are great and incredible, amazing examples of great, fabulous EDM songs that I hope Ben will thoroughly enjoy.
I am this close to walking out.
Next song up is called Back to You. That's two as in the number and you as in the letter. Back to You by Steve Aoki.
I was a child walking with giants 100 feet tall. Out in the wild, who wouldn't believe all the things that I
if I will make it back, I would. was a child walking with giants 100 feet tall.
You just heard Back to You by Steve Aoki and other people who sing on that song, which I do not know their names right now. We have another amazing example of EDM, which Ben will listen to and stay in the room this time, as he has finished his burger and ran out of excuses to leave the room. So,
not true. I have a bag of Cheetos in here.
Okay, Ben. All right, next song is called The Veld. I don't really know how to say that. The, like T-H-E. Veldt. V-E-L-D-T.
I think it's just called The Veld.
The Veld. The Veldt.
Silent T.
The Veldt. By that logic, you could say silent Q or something. Anyways, it's by... No, I don't know.
But there's no Q.
Anyways, it's called The Veld. It's the radio-edited version, and it's by... a person who's very famous. His name is Deadmau5, and the singer on the song is...
Who did you call?
It's Deadmau5. I know it's right. Deadmau5, but it's spelled Deadmau5, like dead, right, as in the word Chairman Mao, and then the number 5. It's the weirdest spelling I've ever
this
seen.
This is what Deadmau5. We've come to?
Yeah, it's okay, I do have a problem with EDM names, Ben, but the music is... amazing, and I love it. Here we go. The Veld by Deadmau5, and the singer is Chris James. Whoops, I messed up there. I'm sorry. I accidentally replayed the same song. You just heard The Veld, or The Veld, as I've been told it should be called, by Deadmau5 and Chris James. Matt, since I know you love this band, would you like to introduce the next song?
Oh, okay. All right, so this is one of my favorite songs of all time.
All time.
This is Holding On To You by 21 Pilots.
Holding On To You by 21, here we go.
You guys know
some? Not.
I'm taking over my body, back in control, no more shoddy. I bet a lot of me was lost, teasing, crossing eyes and dotted. I fought it a lot, and it seems a lot like flesh is all I got. Not anymore, flesh out the door, SWAT. I must have forgot, you can't trust me. I'm open to moment and close when you show up before you know what I'm also see. And now that I write and think about it and the story unfolds, you should take my life, you should take my soul.
You just heard Holding On To You by 21 Pilots. That's a really great song, and definitely one of Matt's all-time favorites, as he said. All right, so it is 9 minutes past five, and you are currently listening to WJRH.org, or WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Woot, woot. My name's Henry.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Control Alt Delete. All right, we have three more songs before we're out of here today. We've gone way past our time limit, but yay.
But it's all good.
It's all good because we're awesome and we play great music, so we're here. Next song is, if you would like to announce, Ben.
Ben doesn't know what it is.
Ben knows what it is now.
The
one right after the one that's highlighted.
Oh, okay. It is Pitchfork Kids from AJR?
AJR.
What sort of name is that EDM?
It's semi-EDM.
Semi-EDM. It's like John Bellion.
Yeah.
But
it's very, yeah, very,
but very different.
AJR is a trio, and they're all named.
Like, we should approve songs by committee.
Songs by committee. Well, then it would be less interesting because it would be all kind of monotone in a sense.
If you were on the committee, it wouldn't be good.
Ooh. Wow.
I'm kidding.
Ooh. Wow.
Ooh, but does somebody need an emergency blanket to cover up those burn wounds and deprive that flame of the oxygen? Woo, chemistry jokes. All right. Pitchfork Kids by AJR.
Is that a PSA?
No,
it wasn't. Okay, no, it wasn't. It was a chemistry joke. Like, because in chem labs, they have, like, emergency blankets to, like, in case you, like, catch fire, like, literally get caught on
fire.
I'd
rather just burn. I give up at that point.
Burn, baby, burn. We're not playing that song. Here's Pitchfork Kids by AJR. Just heard Pitchfork Kids by AJR. That was a really good song. I had not heard that before. The only two songs by them I've heard before are I'm Ready, that really popular one, and what was the
I'm Not Famous.
I'm Not Famous. Yeah. I love that one. And that new one that we couldn't play. the Come Hang Out.
Yeah.
Those are great songs. Yeah, so, AJR is great.
Yeah, so Come Hang Out is off their new EP, which I think is... I forget what it's called, but it just came out like last week.
Yeah,
it's
good.
It's really good. No,
it's very good.
Actually, that song, Pitchfork Kids, is not on their new EP. That's on their last album.
Yes,
which is called...
I'm going to go ahead and add that to my big conglomerate playlist if it's not already there.
Yeah, but AJR, you should check them out. They have some really fun music. It's very strange, but it's good.
Yeah, that I completely agree.
Good.
He just did air quotes to that, but you couldn't see it. Ben, I disagree with your opinion, but now we're going to play the song that I really hope you like. This band is called The Struts, and they very much remind me of Queen, very much so. Definitely check them out if you like Queen at all. And this song is called The Old Switcheroo off their first album, Everybody Wants. You just heard The Old Switcheroo by The Struts. They are definitely one of my favorite bands right now, so please check them out. All right, Ben, next song?
This next song does not need an introduction.
I completely agree. Here we go.
Is this the sea, caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me, to me. Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
Out.
All right. So, as I'm sure you all know, that is Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. All right. So, we're going to close out the show now. So, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Control-Alt-Delete. I'm Matt.
I'm Henry.
I'm Ben.
And this
We're logging off.
All right. See you guys next week, Monday at 4.
Definitely.
If we were just strangers, then we would fall in love again. I've been in extreme wild and casual.